Well, DA announced that you were going to start. Is that a, you know, obviously a positive step? Are you excited about getting back into it?
Yeah, definitely a positive step. But even like last week, early in the week, definitely could have played, like I told the San Diego News. But the main thing was that the Raiders really took they were taking very cautious steps with me. You know, they didn't want to. They thought it was pretty big, pretty short turnaround, you know, from Monday to Sunday. I mean, it was pretty much 5 days almost. You know, I didn't even get to rest because we didn't get back till Tuesday. So it was a pretty fast turnaround, and, you know, they definitely were looking out for me and my best interests, and we decided that it would be best that I didn't play.
Do you appreciate that, or are you sort of frustrated by that, a little of both?
You know, it could be both, you know, because I believe we definitely could beat the Redskins, but, I mean, that's it's over with, you know. We're on to the future, we're on to the next step. Now we got to have energy and be ready for the Chargers, you know, and we will be. And we had a nice long practice today, and we were sharp, and that's the main thing at the end of the day. We got to be ready for this next game and move forward.
Dennis also said that he wants you to be yourself and not worry about anything. Is it possible to kind of, you know, flush that from your head in terms of being cautious? And, you know, it seems like if you try to not get hurt, then you get hurt. You know what I mean? Just play at your speed.
Oh, yeah, I can't, you know. And I believe I'm 100% right now. I feel normal. And, you know, God's going to take whatever it is. You know, he has a story for me. And whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You know, that's how I live. Definitely for now, you know, I just try to make the right decisions and smart decisions and be a smart person and player, you know. Obviously, if there's three guys coming cramming down on me, you know, I don't want to challenge all three of them guys to get down. But definitely, I mean, just be myself and play football, you know. And that's how I have to play.
You're playing the team that you had your first NFL start against. When you think back to the last game of the season last year and the player that you are now and everything that's happened since then, are you almost a different quarterback, a different player completely?
Yeah, it was funny because Coach Olson texted me late last night, and he was like, your footwork and everything is completely different from the last film versus Chargers, because we studied that as well. And he's right. And I made big strides and big steps, you know, and along with the progress. But, yeah, keep on working hard and understand that you're never good enough. You know, you always got to keep on pushing and trying to better yourself, you know, because that's only going to help the team.
Did you look at that film too?
Absolutely. I love watching film. I love trying to see what teams are going to do to me. So I enjoy watching film, and I saw that film too. Mm-hmm.
You guys have been struggling on third down conversions for the last two games. You were on the sideline this time. Mm-hmm. Do you see anything differently from the sideline than when you're actually, you know, behind the ball?
We were pretty good in the first half. We were pretty good, and then at the end of the day, it comes down to making plays. And we got to make plays, and that's on the coaching staff. They draw up the right plays, and that's on us as players and offensively. You know, we gotta make them plays, and that's definitely on us. And we're gonna get better, and we're gonna take steps. And it's one game, like I said, and it's the future that we're looking for, and we look forward to have success on third down in the future.
McGloin, sorry. What have you seen from him being in the quarterback room, kind of getting to know him and how he's been playing?
Well, we know he went to Penn State, so he's very sharp. Nah, all jokes aside, I mean, he's a sharp kid and very, very, very bright in terms of football. And he knows the game, and he works his butt off to get better every day. Even when he wasn't second guy, he was taking reps when, so say he wouldn't have reps, he'd be in the back taking reps. And just seeing that, you know, it's a person and a player that wants to get better, and you can only respect that. And that's a guy that's hungry. So definitely, I mean, he's a type of guy you want to be in, have on your team, that wants to get better.
Denarius Moore's had two pretty strong games in a row now, and his past is having a lot of, you know, a couple of good games, then kind of going off the radar for a while. And some of that is getting him the ball, obviously. Is he a guy that you want to try and involve as much as you can?
Just like any player, I try not to single out, you know, Rod, Demo, Bryce, Jaco, whoever it is, Revere, it doesn't matter. If they're in my read, they're going to get the ball. But if it's not in my read, and it doesn't matter because I'm going to follow my reads, you know. And if he's there when I'm looking at my read, he's going to get the ball. And I don't really go into choosing in concepts of the pass game. But now if it's one-on-one and I know he's going to win one-on-one, of course I'm going to go with Demo or whoever's one-on-one. But it's hard, you know, and when it's a concept and the defense is playing a particular defense, you can't just go to him because I mean, it's going to be a turnover or whatever, bat it down, and it's just not a great decision, you know. So if he's in the read and or if he's a matchup man-to-man or whatever the case may be and I like it, I'll definitely go to him. He's a very explosive player. But, I'd like to get him the ball as much as I could, but there's other great players on our team as well.
With McFadden may or may not be able to play, I'm just curious what you thought from watching from the sideline the way that Jennings played, blocking a punt, breaking tackles, receiving game, running game. Yeah. I mean, got a good look at that from the sideline. He'd rather have been out there, but what did you think?
He's a stud, you know, and he knows how to play the game of football, and Jeremy Stewart as well. He's gonna be in there too if Darren happens not to be able to go, and you know, guys like that, you have belief in them, you know, because they've shown that they can do it. You know, I remember Jeremy coming in last year and didn't get many reps in practice, you know, late in the season last year, and he filled in and he would pick up blitzes that there's no way we thought he would pick up, you know, and he's just a sharp guy. And those two guys, you know, we're definitely lucky to have those two.
Working with a different center in practice today, how much of an adjustment is that, and is that a concern if Wiz isn't able to go this week?
I believe Coach Pirano has a, you know, he teaches the centers all well, you know, and he gets them to understand the game plan. So obviously, you know, not having Wiz, if he can't go, you know, that's I don't want to say hurt us because, you know, it's the next guy up. But I'd love to have Wiz. But I believe that Andre will hold his own and he'll have the line communicating.
You in terms of just taking snaps, would you have to do extra work with him?
In terms of that, yeah, absolutely, because it's just different, you know, different levels. You're used to riding along with Wiz a certain way or his snaps come a certain way in a gun and it's definitely something you have to get used to, and you have to get extra practice with. But at the end of the day, it's our job, you know. You have to make sure we're on top of that, and we'll definitely be meeting extra and getting on top of that.
If McFadden isn't playing for Sunday, would you adjust your game at all?
No, I'm just gonna go along with the game plan and just play, you know, and try to be a factor, try to help the team, and try to make explosive plays just like I always do, you know, and letting the game come to me. And, you know, it's definitely going to be, you know, different, you know, in a way, not having Darren because he's just such an explosive player, you know. It's hard to replace that. But Jennings is right there, too. He's a solid back, and definitely glad to have him on the team.